News from UNIFEM. Commenting on the recent serious developments in South Lebanon, including the Israel Defense Forces violations of Security Council Resolution 1701 and the demolition of properties belonging to UNIFIL and the Lebanese Armed Forces, as well as civilian infrastructure, UNIFIL Deputy Spokesperson Candice Ardil reiterated the mission's ongoing efforts to bring back peace and stability to South Lebanon and support the cessation of hostilities agreement.
In recent weeks, UNIFIL peacekeepers have observed concerning actions by the Israel Defense Forces, including the destruction of infrastructure and property in South Lebanon. On 4 January in Lebune, the IDF destroyed a blue barrel marking the line of withdrawal between Lebanon and Israel, as well as an observation tower belonging to the Lebanese Armed Forces right beside a UNIFIL position. These acts violate Security Council Resolution 1701 and international law, and they jeopardize the fragile cessation of hostilities understanding. The withdrawal of Israeli forces from Nakura on 6 January and the deployment of the Lebanese Armed Forces immediately afterward is a positive step. We continue to encourage the timely withdrawal of the Israeli army and the Lebanese army's accelerated deployment south of the Litani River to meet their commitments under Resolution 1701 and the cessation of hostilities understanding. UNIFIL peacekeepers will continue to monitor and report all violations of Resolution 1701 to the Security Council, while urging all parties to avoid actions that could jeopardize the current fragile stability. After far too much death and destruction, it is now time for people on both sides of the blue line to return to their homes and communities, to rebuild their lives, and to live in peace.
UNIFIL Italian peacekeepers donated essential aid to Caritas of Tyr, supporting communities in South Lebanon affected by the recent conflict. The supplies, including food, clothing, hygiene items, and medical items, were provided by Italian organizations and associations. During a ceremony on January 4 in Al Mansouri, Italian Battalion Commander Colonel Alessio Argesi praised Caritas volunteers for their impactful work, while Father Maroun Ghafari, Regional President of Caritas Tyr, expressed gratitude for this solidarity gesture, which aims to ease hardship during the current challenging times. Recently, UNIFIL's Polish peacekeepers, with support from Polish aid, installed a solar power system in Ain Ebel, providing the village with an eco-friendly and sustainable electricity source. Funded by the Polish Ministry of Foreign Affairs Development Assistance Program, the system was inaugurated on 3 January and will supply sustainable electricity to homes, schools, and businesses in the village. The solar power system will serve as a green alternative to the diesel-powered generators previously relied upon, contributing to a cleaner, more environmentally friendly energy solution for the village. On December 3, UNIFIL Ghanaian peacekeepers delivered 20,000 liters of water to the Office of Scouts of Lebanon in Irmish. The supply was provided to meet the organization's daily water needs and to support its ongoing activities. The scouts expressed their gratitude for this gesture, which reflects Ghanaian peacekeepers' ongoing commitment to supporting the local communities in South Lebanon. UNIFIL peacekeepers from the Republic of Kuria provided essential aid to returnees in Abbasiyya village on 24 December. Donations included baby products, food items, and hygiene kits. In addition, the peacekeepers donated solar-powered LED lights to the Lebanese Civil Defense Unit in the town. Mayor Ali Azzeddin expressed gratitude, saying the support will soothe the residents' tired bodies and minds. The assistance comes as displaced residents gradually return to the area to rebuild their lives in South Lebanon.